Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The Nevada Democrat Party caucus is over, and it may very well be the last caucus that's ever seen in Nevada, which is just as well. There have been a number of problems with the Nevada caucus process, although not as many problems as those that plagued the Iowa caucus. There were data errors and inconsistencies during the initial caucus count. The Buttigieg campaign has asked for the release of all early vote and in-person totals by precinct. The campaign is saying there were people who did not follow all the rules correctly. Joe Biden has expressed concern about the accuracy in the Nevada caucus process. Having said all of this, let's take a look at the outcome of the caucus, flaws and all, and what some people said about the process. Bernie Sanders attended a rally in San Antonio, Texas, and said, quote, "In Nevada, we have just put together a multi-generational, multiracial coalition which is going to sweep this country," end of quote. Sanders is the winner in the Nevada caucus. Other contenders tried to put the best face on not winning the race. Joe Biden said, quote, "Y'all did it for me. Now we're going on to South Carolina to win and take this back," end of quote. Amy Klobuchar said, quote, "As usual, I think we have exceeded expectations," end of quote. She only got 4 or 5% of the vote. With that knowledge, what could her expectations have been? Elizabeth Warren came in fourth, and all she could say to her supporters was, quote, "Thank you for participating in democracy," end of quote. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, himself once a presidential candidate, said, quote, "Everybody's counting on Nevada to make a statement about the direction of this campaign," end of quote. So, without a doubt, Bernie Sanders is the big winner. This has given him the momentum to increase his polling numbers in South Carolina and advance him significantly toward the March 3rd Super Tuesday primaries. If Sanders does take South Carolina and captures a large portion of the votes on Super Tuesday, there will be very little to stop him in his quest to become the Democrat Party candidate. The irony, of course, is that he has come to this fight not as a Democrat, but as an independent. His elevation as the Democrat nominee would mean that the majority of people registered as Democrats today regard themselves as much further to the left than the party has ever admitted to being. It would mean that registered Democrats either outwardly support socialism, are willing to give socialism a chance in America, or are significantly ignorant as to what socialism is all about and what it will do to alter the nation. It will also mean that the country will be treated, if that's what you can call it, to debates between socialist Bernie Sanders and free market capitalist Donald Trump. The good news is that Americans will be able to have the differences between these two philosophies laid bare and see exactly what each philosophy offers to the United States and its citizens. It also means that Democrats have actually gone far, far to the left. It'll mean that if they lose the November presidential election, Democrats will have to fight to redefine their party. Will it continue to drift to the far left and continue nominating self-declared socialists, or even worse? Or will they make a real effort to regain their roots as a more left-center political party? These will be the choices Democrats will be faced with if Bernie Sanders wins his current party's nomination. It is believed by most Americans that he cannot defeat Donald Trump, but his followers are true believers, and they'll continue to forge ahead in hopes that their left-wing dreams will come true. For the sake of our future, the country better hope that their dreams do not come true. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.